At one time, there were more than 100 drive-ins within a 100-mile radius of uptown Charlotte. Yes, there's a group that keeps track of such things. It's called driveins.com. Today, there are only 6 drive-ins in all of North Carolina. Back in 1949, Gay and Mazelle Stinnett built a drive-in on land behind the family's home between Bessemer City and Kings Mountain. Their son Rick grew up with it in his backyard. Now he runs the theater.
There was things happening every night. There's something always we were operating every night up into the 1970s. We always had friends and family over.
Nowadays, the drive-in is only open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And starting an hour or so before dusk, the green slope fills with another generation of moviegoers. The atmosphere is kind of like being at a picnic. Mostly SUVs, minivans, and trucks slowly fill in. Kids emerge and excitedly play games while their parents set up blankets and chairs. Todd Kuhn and his family came over from East Gastonia for their first drive-in experience.
Oh, that's a blast. I mean, good bunch of families around just having a good time.
Fourth grader Jeffrey Oakes says his grandparents bring him and his cousins a couple times every summer. He prefers drive-ins to an indoor movie theater because he gets to move around.
All I ever do is play and fall asleep. Whenever I first came here watching Avengers, I'd have fell asleep in the middle of it.
Most nights, you can find Rick Stinnett in the projector room. It's in the low-slung cinder block building in the middle of the hill that also houses a snack bar. Because drive-ins usually have larger screens than indoor cinemas, they require bigger, brighter projectors. The Bessemer City Kings Mountain drive-in has its original projector from more than 60 years ago, but its days are numbered. Movie studios plan to stop distributing their films in the 35mm print that drive-ins need for their old-school projectors. And Stinnett, like many other drive-in owners across the country, is facing the costly upgrade to a digital projector.
It's going to push nearly $100,000. It's a very high reach. It's extremely high.
So enter Honda, the car company.
Right now, there are 368 drive-ins left in America.
Honda's running an online competition this month to give 5 digital projectors to drive-in theaters. Stinnett is running an aggressive campaign. He's putting up posters, handing out business cards, and posting about it on Facebook. He says regardless of what happens, he plans to stay open. But if he has to pay for the new projector, the $10 a car charge his customers are used to could go up. But the Kuhn family, who just discovered the Bessemer City Kings Mountain drive-in, hopes that drive-ins like it will be around for many more generations.